Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome to Clear the Screen, Tim. We're excited to work with you here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this clear the screen process is for dealing with acute anxiety. So anxiety around a specific event that has a date, time, and ending to it versus general anxiety. We have other tools for that. However, they take longer and that's not what we're here for today. So with the anxiety clearing protocol, it's about acute anxiety. So can you tell us, what is your acute anxiety in relation to, and what is the end date and time for that?
I lost my company about 8 months ago, and I had to go back to the labor market, and for 6 months I could not find anything, and you know, that was pretty taxing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, after that, I guess, you know, I got hired, you know, right now I'm a contractor. So
something, Tim, that, because I know before we hit the record button, you were telling us that you have a lot on the go right now with your two jobs and this course and things that you're taking. So is there something that you are working towards right now that you have a little bit of anxiety around? Because maybe we can focus on that piece.
Yes, I have probably two sources of anxiety. You know, one which I can definitively say that has a deadline, you know, like you mentioned.
What is the deadline? Yes. What is that?
I'm on a six-month contract. I'm in the middle of my six-month contract, which is ending at exactly at the new year, you know, the first week of January, actually.
Right.
And that's not exactly a good timing, I understand, because talking to the right people where I work right now, I work with Air Canada. So talking to the right people at the end of my contract is going to be pretty tough because everybody's going to be on vacation and on holidays, you know. And once everybody gets back, it's going to be kind of late, you know, because that's when my contract is going to be finished, you know. So that's why I'm sort of at a dilemma. Should I look for greener pastures before, you know, like even before Christmas comes around, or should I?
Or a way you can talk to them before Christmas holidays?
Well, I kind of raised that issue with my manager today during my one-on-one. She's actually quite well attuned to it. She's, I can say that she has a very good relationship with me. She said that she will talk to her management, and there is tons of work for me, and you know.
Okay, so let's go with that. Whatever conversations that you need to have in order for you to, I'm assuming you want to extend your contract, correct?
Yeah. Well, okay. if possible. Yeah.
Okay. So, because remember, this has to be very specific and then there needs to be an end date. So we want to work with this so that whatever conversations, we're not worried about what's going to happen to get there. What we want you to get to the point of is creating a picture of what is the best case scenario for this incident that now is causing you some anxiety. Because really what anxiety is doing right now is you're thinking about all the ways that it could go wrong. Like, well, what if everyone's on holidays? And what if this happens and I don't have the conversations and I don't extend my contract? That's where your mind is going. Anxiety is doing what its job is to remind you, hey, Tim, maybe focus on what you do want. What's the best case scenario that happened? We don't worry about how it's going to happen because we let the universe sort that out and you take the action steps to do that. However, after this, whenever the first week of January, considering all the conversations have gone well and everything, what is the perfect outcome that happens? Like, you extended another 6 months. Is it like a full-time position? What is the best outcome of that conversation?
Well, the best outcome would be probably a full-time position.
Okay. Perfect. Let's go with that. Okay. So how this anxiety clearing exercise works, this is one of our timeline therapy techniques. So as Melissa was alluding to earlier, if you had generalized anxiety, we would use the full timeline therapy techniques that worries about the past, that deals with the past. This technique, the anxiety clearing exercise, is more for acute anxiety in the future, right? It's something that hasn't happened yet. So what we're going to teach your mind to do is that continue still thinking about the outcome, except in a positive way. This is why we clear the screen. We clear the screen from the horror show, and we're going to clear it and put up the love story, i.e. the perfect scenario. So what we're going to do is we're first, Melissa's going to actually elicit your timeline, because we're actually going to be floating on your timeline, and she's going to take you on a little practice float, just so that you have an idea of what that feels like. And then the actual technique is really, really fast, all right? And what we're going to do is we'll calibrate, and then I'm going to get you to bring to mind that perfect picture of what the most beautiful, best outcome could be of this scenario. And then we'll actually take you through the technique then. Sound good?
Okay. The first thing we need is I know you said first week of January. We want it to be really precise, because we're going to take you out on the timeline 15 minutes past. So what is the date in January that your contract ends?
Just to check, I think 9th.
January the 9th at 5 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah.
Okay. So January 9th at 5 p.m. Eastern. Perfect. And then, as Billy said, we always calibrate before we start as well. So right now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being no anxiety and 10 being the worst anxiety you've ever experienced in your entire life, where is your anxiety at around this particular contract?
It's not acute. It's become kind of like a slow but nagging burner.
And it's acute in the sense that it has an end date, and I just need a number on a scale from 0 to 10.
I would say it's like 8.
8. Okay. Thank you.
A pretty high.
Yeah. Right. So how amazing will it be if we can bring that number down to a 0 today?
Which way will.
That would be great.
Yes. And then you'll have a tool that you can use afterwards, because you will learn how to do this for yourself as we take you through the process. And it's not to say you'll never have anxiety again. You will, because remember, as Billy said, it's coming up as a warning to tell you, hey, Tim, you're focusing on the wrong thing. And then you'll be like, oh, I'm feeling anxious because I'm focusing on the wrong thing. And you shift your thoughts back to focusing on the ideal outcome that you want. And then the anxiety goes away again. So you can use it as much as you need to use it in order to be helping yourself manage your anxiety. You can't overdose on this technique. All right.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's needed.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. So as Billy said, I'm going to guide you through now through eliciting your timeline. And then I'm going to take you out on a first float of your timeline. So working with our timeline is working with our imagination. However you imagine it in your unconscious mind is absolutely perfect. There's no wrong way. There's no right way. The unconscious mind is just really fast. And all you need to do is follow my instructions. All right?
Yep. Follow the instructions, Tim. Trust the process. Get your thinking mind out of it as much as possible. All right? Just allow her to guide you where you're going to go. And then just trust your unconscious mind is going wherever it needs to go. All right? There's a big trust and surrender piece to this. Okay?
My problem is that I'm very cerebral.
Okay, we're going to cancel that. And now you have an unconscious mind and you can access it. And one of the first things we do to help you do that and get you out of your thinking cerebral mind is I want you to take 3 deep inhales and big exhales so I can hear the air coming out of your body, like as you drop out of your thinking mind and into your body. And as you do that, you can go ahead and relax. You can close your eyes. I just want 3 big, deep breaths, please. Good. Good. One more. All right. So, Tim, if I were to ask your unconscious mind where your past is and where your future is, I have an idea that you might say it's from right to left or front to back or up to down or in some direction from you in relation to your body. And it's not your conscious concept that I'm interested in. It's your unconscious. So if I were to ask your unconscious mind, where's your past? To what direction would you point?
Yeah.
Just first answer, to what direction would you point?
Probably to the left of the timeline.
Perfect. And your future? To what direction would you point if I asked your unconscious mind where your future is?
To the front, to the right.
Perfect. Thank you. So now, as you bring to mind the directions that you've just pointed to, do you notice they imply a line?
Just keep your eyes closed, Tim, so you could just really focus on the instructions.
Yes.
Good. Now, when I say line, I don't mean to imply only visual, because in a moment I'm going to ask you to float up above that timeline. And by float, I also mean as the sounds floating on the wind or floating in the bathtub or visually. However you float up above your timeline is perfect. So can you just float up above your timeline? Just float up above your timeline and make sure you are looking through your own eyes. Good. Now, remaining above your timeline, just float back into the past. Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. Now float back toward now and stop there. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Yes. Now, facing toward the future, float up higher and farther back into the past. Good. And now float out into your future. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now float up higher. Float up so high that your timeline seems like it is only 1 inch long.
Uh-huh.
Good. Float back to now. Float down into now. Come back into the room and open your eyes. Well done. How was that?
That was actually very nice.
Nice.
Nice and relaxing, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well done.
Beautiful.
Congratulations for following the instructions. Well done.
Yes.
Thank that you. Part is over. Now the easy part begins. All right.
And now Billy's going to walk you through the process of actually creating the change work here.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. And we always ask permission. I know, you know, you're always the here, and we just want to ask permission again. Tim, is it all right for your unconscious mind for us to help you release this anxiety today and for you to be aware of it consciously?
Yeah.
Yes? For sure? Ready?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So just close your eyes. And now, Tim, remember what we were talking about, the perfect scenario. Right. So this event that you're concerned about, you have some anxiety around about your contract, whether it's going to end or, you know, ideally it's going to be a full time contract, correct? In January.
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to bring to mind what that looks like for you, the best case scenario. So you've had all the conversations that you needed to have with the right people. They have all shown up at the right time. And now you have a full-time contract with Air Canada. Okay, can you bring that picture to mind?
Yes.
Good. Now, what I want you to do is float up above your timeline and float out into the future to January 9th at 5 p.m. Eastern. Okay, are you there? Good. Now, bring to mind that perfect picture of the successful completion of whatever this thing is that you thought you were anxious about. Are you there?
Yes.
Good. Now look and turn and look toward now. And now where's the anxiety?
Well, it's gone.
Beautiful. Float back to now. Float back to now. And float down into now and come back into the room. And open your eyes. Congratulations. So we went from an 8 to completely gone. So it's at a 0. Is that a 0 now?
Yeah.
That is how fast, my friend, the unconscious mind says, okay, good. Anxiety did its job. Now he is focusing on what he wants. And now that is what the universe will attract back to you so that you're not focusing on the horror show. You have now cleared the screen, put up the love story, and now you can keep moving forward towards your next highest potential. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, absolutely.
How simple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the power of the unconscious mind. Until we realize that everything is there for us, serving a purpose, and as soon as we understand what that is, we are no longer stuck, nor are we controlled by those negative emotions. So congratulations, you did phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And now you can use this at any time. So say, like, you know, tomorrow or maybe next week, and you start getting these anxious feelings of, you know, maybe what if it doesn't go well? Just do this exactly again. Just float up above your timeline, go past, bring that picture to mind of it going exactly the way you want it to go. And then literally you'll notice that the anxiety is gone.
I will. Well, that's actually, I might need that. Yes. More than I realize, yeah.
And the more you do this, the more you practice it, the less you will need it, because now you are training and rewiring your neurology to automatically go to the love story opposed to the horror show, right? Because this is just programming. That's just kids conditioning. So what we're doing is rewiring your mind. So congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code, check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.